Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is.
Just indigestion.
Yeah, no, just pass. Don't worry. Don't worry, be happy. Why not?
It's lovely working with boys.
It is, isn't it? And that's to ease you into your Wednesday hump day.
Yeah, baked beans.
0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au. We still want to know which movie you'd like to see a bit of a sex scene added to. But we have our next guest in the studio.
We do, to purify us from all this guess. It's time for Hump Day Health and Healing. The new year brings a time of expectation with New Year's resolutions, and 80% of these are usually health and fitness oriented. And to tell us how to realistically obtain these goals, Chris joins us from Joy sponsor Metro Body. Good morning.
Good morning, Ginny. How are you doing?
Very well. Happy New Year, Chris.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you too.
Now, health and fitness is a common New Year's resolution, as I was saying before, and I know mine personally is to tone up and lose a few kilos here and there, but whether you want to lose weight or build muscle, we all have different body types, which inevitably does impact on how we can achieve our goals. Chris, what are these body types?
Sure, there's, if you like, three specific different types of body types. There's ectomorph, there's mesomorph, there's endomorph. Basically, if you put it in simple terms, you've got your thin, fit and heavy type frames or sets. So, you know, ectomorph is your typical thin frame, small bones, thin muscles, slender arms, legs, narrow chest, you know, sort of flat abdomen, small buttocks generally. That's your sort of you know, you could say, you know, I wouldn't want to classify, but you could almost say, you know, you could say it's a Twinkie boy.
Adam goes all quiet there.
You can see him there.
Perky, yes.
Oh, dear.
Our ectomorph. What about our mesomorph?
Mesomorph, sure. That's your fairly firm, well-defined muscles, large bones, broad shoulders, muscular arms, trim waist. Yeah, powerful legs, muscular buttocks.
Like Taylor.
Taylor from New Moon. And your endomorph?
Endomorph is more a heavy set. So that's your high percentage of body fat, short neck, large abdomen, you've got wide hips, round or full buttocks, and short, heavy legs.
I'm still in the room, Chris. Okay, stop talking about me. All right, move on.
Now, these are generalizations, so you can actually, you tend to have a little bit of cross sort of change between the three, but generally, yeah, it gives you a good indication. And it's one of the reasons it's worth mentioning these is because if you've got people in one particular body type, let's say, you know, the ectomorph, the thin body type, that want to become something like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that just simply, you know, physically or genetically isn't possible. So when people set their goals, if you like, for the start of the year, it's important to have a look and be realistic at their expectations
and what your body can actually do. Now, a lot of people join the gym, but you don't just join a gym and become fit. You don't get fitness through osmosis, do you, Chris?
Or from breathing?
Yeah.
No, fresh air. It's actually, of course, a systematic approach, which is really, and you, I'm sure we've heard it all before, but it's a combination of important diet and nutrition and certainly the right types of exercise. So if you just look at these body types just quickly, you've got an ectomorph, the thin type. Basically, what you would be doing there is more strength training, so shorter repetitions, heavier sets of weight. You would increase your weight load progressively over time, which would assure that the muscles do grow over time. So that's the approach to take with ectomorph. On an endomorph, a heavy set, you would be doing more lighter repetitions, cardio type work. And, of course, you would do some strength training, which would definitely help with bringing down percentage of body fat. But you would work overall muscles rather than isolating muscle groups to grow particular areas.
And then, Chris, you're our personal trainer, so the Hump Day Crew.
Yes, it's been would I say it's been a challenge? Nah, it's been fun.
It has been fun. It's been great.
It's really fun, yeah.
You can actually check out our video, which is on our blog, which is thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com, to find out how you've been training us, myself, Ginny and Ads, and getting up and down and everything you can imagine we've been doing. And that is because you're a motivator. And what should the listener expect from a personal trainer?
Sure. personal training is something that is, I guess, as the term says, it's fairly personal. So it's important to have a look at a few things, such as what's your comfort level with your personal trainer, you know, and what, how do they actually operate? Are they, for example, results motivated, or are they simply going to give you some repetitions or some tasks to do and then simply tick them off? So some of the things that is interesting is, you know, what's their training and exercise physiology, or their actual approach? And you could simply walk up and ask a trainer, say, you know, how do you like to train people? And they might say, oh, I like to work them to the ground. You know, and he's like, well, is that really going to work for me? Or they could say the approach, well, you know, we take a staggered approach, and the first thing we're going to do is focus on this area, then we're going to work on this. And if they want to work with you hand in hand, then that's going to be the best result. Because what we do, when you start off training at the start of the year, for example, if you're going to hit some New Year's goals, what you're doing in your first month is going to be quite different to your second month, and again to your third month. So it's going to vary. And not just what happens month to month, also what happens to you, whether it be at work, stress levels, partners, all sorts of things like that, is going to affect how you train. So, you know, you might walk in one day and go, oh, I've got a sore back. I've been up all night with, you know...
Let's
watching movies.
Keep our off-air talk off-air, yeah. Guys.
And then you're there to actually motivate us to, and you can pick up on those stress levels, and you can find our motivators as such, and really train us to
Going back to motivators specifically, yes. Everyone is different, and we're all triggered with different things. So what you'd normally do generally is you'll sit down before you do any exercise with a personal trainer, and you should go through a series of questions. They should be asking you questions, and you ask them some questions. But the idea is to identify what are your emotions and trigger points and things that are real motivators for you. So while you're exercising, or while you go through a period of time in a month or in 2 months' time where you start to sort of go, oh, you know, I'm not really, okay, I don't know if I can really drag myself in there and sweat again today. I just don't know if I can bother. You know, you'll get a call from your personal trainer, or you'll get some communication from them, and they'll say, hey, guess what? How are we going with this? Are we on track with this? And they should be touching on some of your motivators to go, make you think, yep, that's right. Don't want to lose sight of the big picture, and off you go again.
Absolutely.
And that's a sign between, you know, a difference between a typical, you know, just going to the gym and having someone to support and give you guidance and motivation.
So it's all about the three C's: change, challenging, and Chris from Joy Sponsor Metro Body. Thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ginny.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.